Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. This is season three, episode four, five, who knows? But it's going to be a short episode, I guess, where we're going to go through my blood work live, because I've not gone through it yet. I literally got the results this morning. I thought, well, to be fair, I was busy this morning doing check-ins because I'm such a coach. Yeah. I was like, I don't have time to read through them. I'll just go through them on the podcast.
I'm going to see if I can find my most recent ones. That'd be fun.
And compare.
Yeah, so like, what's your test at? I'd be like,
So, I was literally just saying on the last post, or the end of the last episode, I got my bloods done on Monday. Today's Thursday. So, Medichecks have got back to me in, 2 days-ish? Yeah.
Shout out Josh10, is that still a discount code?
I don't know.
Bridgman10.
I didn't use it if it is. Yeah. Lost out.
Yeah.
Basically, I went to Nottingham, got my blood taken, literally dead easy. I was in there for like 2 minutes, then sent it off, come back in 2 days. I think, obviously, this was after the deload, 5 days off, after a holiday as well, after 7 weeks post-show. Body weight is up from, so lowest was 157, and body weight is, like this morning, was 172. So, what, 15 pounds up?
Yeah,
so I'm 15 pounds up in 7 weeks, so a couple of pounds a week on average. It's not been a couple of pounds a week on average. It's been a lot at the start and then very minimal since the last, 2 weeks. Vegas was, difficult because, it was a case of wanting to just enjoy myself and have a good time with the boys. 36.7, I thought it'd be more than that.
Oh, no, that was not recent. That's post-prep.
Yeah.
That was when I was cruising, bro.
Yeah.
But actually, I was out of the reference range. So technically, oh, fuck, I was lying.
You weren't
not even a TRT. That was on 175 milligrams of test.
Oh, you've got TRT.
TRT plus. That's what it is. 36 points. But it was for people that, because I'm not going to go through mine, it was 36.37 nanomol. 36.7, and that was at 175 mega test. So, yeah. That'd be that. Anyway, carry on.
So, yeah. What was I saying? I had 5 days off. 7 weeks post-show, 15 pounds up, only 10 pounds up from the stage weight for the WMBF, but 15 pounds up from my absolute lightest. In the last couple of weeks, I felt good. The women that were there, that took my blood, they were saying, oh,
God, you've got such a thick erection.
Yeah.
Your test is definitely not low.
Quick story. So,
quick story.
On the way to Morocco, I was telling Charlie about this. On the way to Morocco, I had a t-shirt on and my Cole Buxton jumper on, and battery's gonna die again.
Fuck's sake.
The security it beeped, and they searched me, and the guy was like, oh, it's just because you've got the thick arms. And I was like, my arms are too big to go through security. And he was like, the thick jumper. And I was like, oh, sounds like basically like I wanted a story to be like, I literally got stopped at security because my arms were too big.
Too big.
Is it these guns? Seriously, I've got guns in my bag.
Yeah.
Another quick funny story. On the way back, so on the way home from Morocco, put my bag through, and the woman stops me and goes, "Oh, you've got a fork," because I had little travel cutlery, small fork, spoon, and knife.
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh, I've got a knife as well." And Shannon was like, "Finn," I was like, "there's a knife with the fork." I was like, "Am I allowed the knife?" I got them out. Yeah. She said, "Can you get the fork?" I was like, "Am I allowed the knife?" And she's like, "No." I was like, "The spoon?" She's like, "Yeah, you can have the spoon." I was like, Shannon was like, "You might as well get rid of the spoon if you're not having the others."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, not really.
No, keep the spoon."
I was like, I eat most. Sorry, guys, battery died again. So let's just crack on and get into my blood work.
Yes, it's been 20 minutes since.
We've been trying to charge it for a while.
Yes.
Okay, so doctor's overview. "Hi Finn, thanks for taking this test. I understand you're a shit natural bodybuilder. For the most part, this is an excellent test result today."
For the most part.
"As you can see by the number of green results, including a balanced thyroid and optimal vitamin and mineral reserves, there are a few markers that are worth reviewing in greater detail though. Let me go through these for you. You have a normal red, white and clotting cells. You have not yet. The slightly low red cell count is no cause for concern. You have a slightly high level of urea. This can be caused by dehydration as well as by eating a high protein meal or heavy exercise." So, yeah, I had a decent sized protein meal a few hours before because it was at 12, so I couldn't. Yeah. I'm not going to fast until 12. Couldn't fast. They literally say you don't need to fast.
Yeah.
"Your levels are only slightly high, not an area for concern. You have high B12.
You're on that B12, bro. You bumped that B12, dude. We never actually said that to anybody.
You have high B12, which likely reflects supplementation. If you are taking an oral supplement, you can look to reduce your dose. If you receive B12 injections, then this level is expected.
You're a natural bodybuilder?
Yeah, I don't use
B12. Yeah, I don't use any injections.
Your testosterone levels are low today.
Oh, today.
Just today. Tomorrow, try again. And so are your estradiol levels. Well, as you're a natural bodybuilder, I presume you've not taken PEDs.
Yeah.
And as such, this is an odd result today. It's not, is it? Which will be impacting your sporting performance. Sometimes athletes have low testosterone because they work out too much. Or because I've fucking ran myself into the ground for 9 months.
Killed myself.
Sometimes I suggest discussing this result with your GP. No.
TRT. That's instantly going to look at it.
This
TRT.
Is what
yeah.
happens, though.
People will look at it and go, oh, my God.
People do their bloods 1 week... Wait, the battery's going to die. People do their bloods 1 week post-show, and it comes back as horrendously low, which is expected. And it literally will say this.
Yeah.
So they'll go and get, they'll go and speak to the GP, and the GP will just go, yeah, TRT.
Yeah.
And it, like, they could be like 20 and like give it 2 weeks or even like, probably give it 2-3 months.
Yeah, they'd be normal or better.
Yeah, right. They'll be sound. In summary, testosterone is low. Da, da, da. Let's just see how low it is. Hey.
Where's your, I'm guessing you've done like your LH and your FSH and
it
stuff like that.
It should all be within here, yeah.
Your prolactin, where's that?
202, so.
Sound. Okay, so you're not that stressed. You complain about stress, mate. You're practicing.
Mate, by this point, I was sound.
Yeah.
Test, guess.
2.4. No.
I expect it to be, I literally was saying, I reckon it'll be just below or just in.
Okay, so like 6, 7?
7.7.
Oh, mate, that's good. Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, sound.
FSH 2.4.
Yeah.
LH 2.8, so like low end low normal.
Low end normal, yeah.
Estradiol 18.
Estradiol, but yeah.
18. Yeah, is less than 18.
Less than 18? No, but if your test is low, then that's naturally going to be low because you're aromatized.
41 to 159 is the reference range.
Yeah, so that's half. So you actually, if anything, mate, you don't aromatize that much. So therefore, you could take loads of tests and not be an AI. Yeah, you'll be sound. You're not going to get gyno.
Like cortisol.
Ooh.
242 nanomoles per litre. Lower end of reference range.
Mate, you say you're this stressed out individual.
No,
you
the
are,
end of a D-load.
Yeah, you are lovely. This is fantastic.
This is the end of a D-load.
Yeah.
Feeling good after my holiday. If I'd have, I was saying to the women, like, if I'd have done it 2 weeks post show, four weeks post, if I'd have done it even 2 weeks like before I did it, I think they'd have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
So yeah, literally, what B12 a little bit high.
B12 dude.
Because I'm on that B12 dude, bruh. test. What, slightly under reference range. I'll probably get these done again. Like what, in like 8 weeks.
Yeah. You'll be on like 100 nanomole test.
Bad. Right, guys. The camera has continued to die. And it's been a bit of a shambles today. So we do apologise. We're going to keep it all as one episode, we believe. But anyway, in terms of my blood work, a bit of a wrap up. Basically, test is just under reference range, which is kind of expected in terms of how I was feeling and am feeling. I think I'll probably get them done in like 2 to 3 months. And I imagine by that point, test will probably be like 12 to 15 nanomoles, which is still slightly down from what I'm at when I'm like quote unquote normal. In the past, it's been like the last two times I've had it done, it's been 17 and 18. So that's kind of like my normal range, if you like. So I'm half of that at the minute. I think if I'd have got them done a month ago, I'd probably been at like 4 or 5. I think a month before that, it wouldn't surprise me if I was at like 2, 1.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that really. Don't really need to cover much else.
No, everyone just cares about the testosterone. That's actually people be like,
well,
desperate.
Like everything else is all good.
Yeah.
Like that is pretty much the only thing that was out. And then obviously that I'm just taking loads and loads of B12.
Yeah. So you need to stop bumping the B12.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that. Annoyingly, the camera isn't popping up with the battery sign now. But yeah, bit of a shambles. But we're back to it. So that'll be good. We'll do one next week. Obviously, I go on Wednesday. But we'll do one before if you fancy, like post workout or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. See if there's any like Champions League on like Tuesday or whatever.
Won't be all that sure. It's been this week.
Oh, is that what it is? Is it every week now? Every other week? Oh yeah, it's the final group stage, isn't it? So see, I don't even know Liverpool.
Also, we know that the iPads also died, but thank you for those who are subscribed. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and follow us on Spotify. Give us a rating, 5-star rating on Spotify. We did have our Spotify Wrapped, so we'll go through that in another episode.
Yeah.
We will go through it all.
Cool. Right, time to play catch up because the last few months have been pretty poor. 2024 is going to be an upgrade. It's going to be a step up. So yeah, all good.
Another level.
Another step up, because we're actually going to do podcasts all year, because none of us will be prepping. So yeah, that'll be good. So look forward to that. But yeah, that'll be that. Thanks as always. Thanks for Story Tags. Catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.